Blog Talk Radio.
It's 2916, Mother E. Israel. Chapter Nehemiah. Esther chapter 3. What Esther chapter 3? Chapter Nehemiah. Before Job is here. Go to Esther chapter 3. Esther chapter 3, we're going to pick up that fetch. All right, think about verse 8 to 10. Esther chapter 3. Pretty soon, when this goal happens, pretty soon they're going to try to ban our book that's going to be coming. They know Esau is really, he know that people waking up, knowing who we really are. It's going to come a time that I just want to buy this book while you can. They ain't going to be no longer available, even on the internet. You ain't going to be able to get certain books. That's going to be coming real soon. So Esau knows You keep a pinpoint. That's why all this, this Amazon, all that is set up by Amazon, eBay, whatever. Whatever site it is, grab it, because Esau knows, he's aware that people, knowing who he are, pointing the finger at him, what he really been on. And so it's coming. I asked in chapter 3, pick it up 8 to 10, read next. Acts chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Yada, Jew, where Jews polluted for Yada.
Right.
talking about Yada. Yada, son of the king. Enemy. Okay, we're going to find out who this Agag guy is, who this points to, this Agag guy. So we're getting two words here. Going to, let me see, Samuel, real quick, who this Agag guy is, point to. You got to be like a brain. You got to dig in this. You got to search out the matter. Got to search out the matter. Agag guy, right?
Right.
Let's find out who this Agag guy is. Going to Samuel. Oh, okay. First Samuel. All right. First Samuel. Real quick.
Yeah.
First Samuel.
Right.
All right, 1 Samuel, all right, chapter 15, 1 Samuel chapter 15. I have, okay. 1 Samuel chapter 15, pick up at verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. We're going to read until we get an answer real quick. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Mother Z Israel.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Yahweh sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken.
That means listen, listen. Go ahead.
Thus unto the voice of the words of the Yahweh.
All right, verse 2.
Verse 2. Thus said the Yahweh of hosts, I remember that when Amalek, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel,
yeah.
How he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt, from Israel.
Verse 3.
Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and separate them. Not but slay both man, woman, man, and women in
suckling.
In suckling and in suckling ox and sheep, camel and ass.
Anything that's tied to Amalek with them, okay? Go ahead. Verse 4.
Verse 4. And Saul gathered the people together and number them in
Alright, we're gonna skip. We're gonna go ahead.
Tell him 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Yahda Judah, southern kingdom.
Oh, they didn't like it at all. Go ahead, verse 5.
Verse 5. And Saul came to a city, of Amalek and laid wait in the valley.
Wait in the valley, yes.
Verse 6.
that, get down verse 8 real quick. We're trying to get to the Bible real quick. Let's get down verse 8 and 32.
constitute an enemy? Let's see if they can break it down to the smallest degree here. Who is the enemy?
Psalm 139:21-22.
Come on.
Psalm 139,
verse 21-22.
What do you read?
Do not I hate them, ye Yahuwah. And hate thee.
The whole conversation
is about them that hate the Most High Yahuwah, right? Quick. And am not I grieved, your soul. Isaiah
Going back to Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Oh, yeah, that path. I got one more on that path. That path to dwell in, right? Psalm 23. Israel, Psalms 23, verse 3.
Psalm 23, verse 3, and it reads, Yahweh restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
That's the path you want to walk in, the path you lead me to the path of righteousness. Isaiah 58, verse 13. For the just in Israel.
Isaiah 58, verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my righteous day.
On your right, on my righteous day, which is day we're on right now. Go ahead.
And call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous Yahweh honor, and shall honor him. Not doing thy own way.
So you don't do your own way. That's another way of polluting. Go ahead.
You're finding thy own pleasure.
Yeah.
That's how you pollute your Sabbath. Go ahead.
You're speaking thy own word.
You speak with your own mind, your own word, instead of the words of Yahweh, you pollute the Sabbath. He said, only speak your own word. What you supposed to be doing here in verse 14, what you should be doing here in 14.
Then, verse 14 reads, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh.
So it was delight in Yahweh, yourself in Yahweh. And if you do that, what you got coming? And if you do that, what Yahweh will do for you? Go ahead.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high place of the earth.
You're going to be on the high place of the earth.
And feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father.
Israel, your
father. Israel, thy father. For the mouth of Yahweh have spoken.
Okay, now you're saying, okay, that word right there, that's Israel, your father, verse 14. Remember what it says here in Genesis 32, 35. Genesis 32. It's chapter 32, Brother John Israel. So I think about verse 24.
Out of joint,
was
out of joint, and
title was substituted for the name almost 7,000 times in most English translations of the Hebrew scriptures.
Uh-huh.
In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times and the Lord is added 7,000 times.
Uh-huh.
This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has the clear desire of God for people to call on his name.
All right, so now when you read your Bible, and you see Lord God and Jesus, and if you use the name, you being what word you be?
Manipulated.
Because YHW was removed out of the Bible. How many times? So otherwise, just manipulation, I don't care. So otherwise, whenever you see the word in your English Bible, Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, the correct pronunciation is what?
YHW.
And look at St. John 5:43. Let's see what it says in 5:43. Let's see what it says in St. John 5:43. You go on to St. John in the Bible and look at 5:43 in your Bible. Yeah, no. Okay, good. You just put these and file that on to the side. But now let's go to St. John 5:43. Let's see what that says from Brother Cortez in the Bible. Okay, we're going to read that. So if you come in his Father's name, then what is the Father's name? After we find the verse. Let's see what happens. See, remember, we got to always bring everybody up together.
I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not.
Okay. Okay. But let's see if we find out the Bible. Let's see if we find out the Bible. Because sometimes your phone might, the battery might run down. And every now and then, you know. But here's the key to it is, look at the index. That's how you do it when you deal with the Bible. Look at the index first and find what you're looking for. Then turn to that. And as time progressing on, you'll be able to just take your big lump of it and pull it. Yeah, let's see what it says. Let's go from that one. Then look for the chapter. That's how you get your fingers all worked in on it. By going to your index. Put a mark in your index. I'm going to go from there. 5:43. Yeah, 5:43. Yeah, 5:43. St. John, no. In the four gospels. Then you get a number. What number tell you this? What page is it?
13:27,
but. Not the index again. Come back to the index and move on. And look for St. John. That's First John, St. John. Let's go see find St. John. See find St. John. What's St. John? You know what I'm saying? What the four gospels say? Four gospels. What is it? Okay, Luke, Mark.
What the four gospels say?
Okay, so let's go to St. John. Let's go to Matthew. Find Matthew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Find Matthew. Okay, now go to Matthew, Mark. Go to Mark. Mark the other way. I'll be taking right. Yeah, keep going. Mark, Luke, go to the keep going. You find John. There you go. Mark, there you go. Now you found John. Now find chapter 5. Now 43. Now, right on your paperwork over there. St. John 5:43. Now put that on your St. John 5:43. Now once you got it written down, then we're gonna do some reading because we know what we're looking for. Now let's see what it says.
Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves."
5:43. 5:43.
Yeah. No man can come to the Father except no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me.
You got 5:43?
It is 43 right here.
Chapter 5. Okay, 5:43. All right, brother. You all right? We want to get you excited. That's what we're going to do, get you excited. That's what we're going to do, get you excited.
I got it. All
right, 5, 4, 3.
I ain't coming my father's name.
Okay, wait a minute. If he comes his father's name, what is his father's name?
YHWH.
So if he comes his father's name, so if you see the name there, you got to put in what?
YHWH.
If I see the word Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, what folks go there? So now, so when you read that, if he comes his father's name, then what's the son's name? Yeah, YHWH the what?
Young what?
The son. So when I see Jesus, I know I'm going to put in there YHWH the son.
Yeah.
You see that? Mm-hmm. So I can't call it no more Jesus, Lord of God, because I see now, if it do, I'll be manipulated, because that name been removed how many times? Right. So this manipulation, so you can't call his name as long as you get manipulated.
Yeah,
and that's the worst thing a man wants. Supposed to find out his better half is manipulated. How you deal with it?
Yeah.
If you find out that your better half has manipulated you, mm-hmm. How you deal? How you deal?
Manipulated.
And what that means, when you find out somebody close to you has manipulated you, how would you feel behind that? Huh?
So many different words
you can use for that. You're not going to be feeling good if you find out somebody close to you that have manipulated you, right?
Right.
That's the same thing what he's saying here. When you see my name is the four letters. If you use any other name in four letters, you've been manipulated. And nobody can be manipulated, right? What? Yeah, really?
My name is the four letters.
Okay, really?
Are you just saying like it's four letters?
It's four letters?
Yeah.
How many letters is it?
Four.
What is it?
YHWH.
Ill. Removed, how many times? And what was that?
Lord.
How many letters the Lord is?
Four.
It, the Lord is what?
The added.
Oh, so that Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, all combined, remove this name how many times? Yeah.
I got
so
something.
You got something?
No, I got something. Read this. Okay. Cover that book. Read the cover of that book.
There you go.
Psyched by a dictionary. Psyched by a dictionary. By who? What's that?
Holmes.
Okay, Holmes is psyched by a dictionary. Read. What page are you reading on?
What?
642. The page next to it. That's 642. What's that one? All right. What page are you reading on? This page right here. I know, man. The next page, 643, we all went to school. Okay. We know what that is. All right, read right here. What's this you read? How many letters is that?
Four.
Four letters? Mm-hmm. All right, read that. YHWH, four letters. What did it say at the top?
Three.
Yeah, read this whole thing. Read all the way to there. Read that.
Four consonants, which makes up the divine name in Hebrew, found more than 6,000 times than the old T. Written Hebrew language does not include vowels. Thus, readers supply the vowels as they read. Reverence for the divine name led to the practice of avoiding its use lest one run afoul of commandments such as Exodus 27, Leviticus 24:16. In times it was thought the divine name was too holy to pronounce at all. Thus, the practice arose of using the word Lord. In most English translations, YHWH is recognizable where the word Lord appears in small caps following the L.
How many caps? What they say? What type of caps?
Small caps.
What type of L? What type of L is that? You went to school. What type of L is that?
Okay, that's large
caps. It's capital L. They say small caps and capital L. Keep going.
Okay. Actual pronunciation of YHWH is lost. Mm-hmm. In the Middle Ages, Jewish scholars developed a system of developed a system of symbols placed under and besides the consonant
mm-hmm.
to indicate the vowel. YHWH mm-hmm. appeared with the vowel from Adonai
mm-hmm.
as a device to remind them that they are Adonai.
What is it? What kind of? It's a what?
A device.
Oh, okay.
To remind them to say Adonai.
They see that device. It's a what?
twice to the reminders of Adonai.
Mm-hmm.
When they read the text, a Lila form of this some combination of YHWH consonants and Adonai vowels was pronounced Jehovah.
People,
so it was actually not a real word at all.
It's a what?
Jehovah, not a word.
LOIGDESGODNE.
So all of them, so every word that you just got through reading on is not a word, it's manipulation.
It's a manipulation.
So any word you got through reading, remember, English started in 449 AD. It was official language in 1382. Yeah, 449 AD. That's when English began. 449 AD and became official language in 1382. This Bible, all the manuscripts was closed in 96 AD. So everything was closed in 96 AD. So everything on the other side of 96 AD is not from YHW, it's from the other guy. So all the names that you got written down came after 96 AD. Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, every name came after 96 AD on the right side of the Bible.
But name Allah, not a name, though. That's just how you say God.
That's how they say it. But he tell you, once you find out who you are, look, he tell you in 23:13 Exodus. Write it down first and turn to it. But he tell you once you know who you are. See, once you know who you are, he got words for you. And that's what he say in 23:13, by having words for you. We know what they do. But he going to tell you something in 23, verse 13. 23:13, he going to tell you something. He going to tell Moses to tell you something in 23:13. Yeah. What did he tell you?
And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect.
Yeah.
And make no mention of the name of the God.
You know that?
Neither let it be heard out of my mouth.
So he said, I don't want another name to come out of your mouth. We know what they're going to do. But once you find out who you is, you can't do what they do. You see? And that's a fact. So once you find out you Israel, this is talking to Israel, I don't want another name to come out of your mouth. I know what they're going to be saying. Huh? Now, let's go to Psalm 119. Yeah, be circumspect. That's what we say, right? Yeah. Be very careful to make sure you don't get excited and start using the mother name. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to write that down. Make sure you got this in writing. So be circumspect means watch yourself. Don't you do it because you hear them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what he said? I go to 147, verse 19 and 20. Write it down, 147, 19 and 20. Then we're going to check out a couple more, then we'll turn it back over to the brother and make sure we all in the groove of what's happening. We're going to 147, verse 19 and 20. You want to make sure you be hearing things, what you're hearing the rules and regulations. And the more you come, the more it'll get better with you. 147, 19 and 20. You want to see what that says? Yeah, 19 and 20. Let's see what he says in 147, verse 19 and 20. We love the new guesses, but we got to get rid on the new guesses to make sure they understand that what we're doing is scripture-wise from the top.
He showed his word unto Jacob.
So he showed his word. See, Jacob is the one he showed it to. Go ahead.
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
And he showed everything he got to say to who?
Israel.
Go ahead.
He has not dealt so with any nation.
Mm.
And that for his judgment, they have not known.
So they don't know his judgment. So they ain't got nothing to say. Mm-hmm. So here's the point he's saying. The other nation besides Israel, they ain't got nothing to say to you pertaining to this book.
Right. Because
he said he held on up with them. What did he say he did?
He showed it to
them. He showed to Israel, right? But what about everybody else? So all those nations ain't got nothing to talk about. They can't tell you, Brother Cortez, yet, because the Almighty told David to put it in writing, I haven't dealt with them. They ain't got no right to say nothing.
Yeah.
So what they do with the Lord God Jesus, that's their thing. That's not our thing, right? Now go to Amos chapter 3, right now, 1 and 2. Yes, I don't want Amos at 3, 1 and 2. So when you come to class and on the network, just take notes and just let and build up from there. 3, 1 and 2. Chapter 3. Chapter 3. That's all right. Ooh, my dad. 1 and 2. 3, 1 and 2. What do you say?
It is word that the Lord has spoken against.
No. Anytime you see the word Lord, we'll be there.
Y-H-W.
Yeah, Y-H-W. So when you see the word Lord, just put in Y-H-W-H-A, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the rule? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
It is word that Y-H-W-H has spoken unto you, has spoken against you.
Right.
Old children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity. And you can two walk together.
What is he going to do to you?
They
got to punish them. He'll punish. Where are you going to punish you for?
Iniquity.
No, look forward. What else are you going to punish you for? Because you what? Why are you going to punish you?
He said, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity.
Really going to get you? You got a kid?
No.
Okay. You remember when mom used to tell you, don't let nobody in the house and whatever, you have people on whatever porch. And they say, y'all got to leave, but they whoop you. Why did they whoop you?
Because of my rebellion.
Because your rebellion, because I told you what not to do. I ain't whoop them. I'm going to whoop you. So he let the children of Israel know, I'm going to whoop you. Right? See, you tell you got to come into the house, in the house. Mama come home. And you said, you got all these people in the house. All y'all got to leave. But then you tell you, go pull your pants down. I'm not worried about everybody else. I told you. You my child. So he's telling Israel, this is the rule of revelation for you, Israel. I don't want you to do what they do. Because you're the only one I know out of all the families of earth. So I'm going to punish you for everything you do because you got my instructions what not to do. I said I want another name to come out of your mouth, Israel. Let them call him Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha. Okay, fine. If they don't come to the light, that's on them. But just don't you do it. You see that? So when you see the word Lord, God, Jesus, and you know you Israel, I can't use the mother name. Because he going to punish me because that's the one he know. It's me and my descendants.
Yeah.
Right? He going to punish the Chinese. He ain't gonna punish the white man.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna punish them for keeping look what he says over here in Leviticus 23. Let me show you something. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, and 3. Now let me get a couple more in. We wanna make sure you're on track. See, he don't get you once you know it. It happens one day you might ask the kids, look here, I'm going to work now, my son. You keep don't let nobody in the house and I'll be back and after my 8 hours up, you come at the house full of people.
Uh-oh,
you see? Don't trouble stars. On you. Not them. It's stars on you. Well, so we're going to have plenty more power than the brothers did, and the brothers and the elders are going to give you some more power. All you got to do is get here. 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3. What is it? 2 and 3. Exodus 23, 1, 2 and 3. That's it.
Lord,
if a hero, I put in the freezer.
And the Lord polluted
for YHWH. Now that's not right.
And YHWH spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them.
And speak unto the children of Israel, go ahead.
Concerning the speaks of YHWH.
Right.
Which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation.
Right.
Even these are my feet.
These are my feet. Go ahead.
6 days shall
you got 6 days taking all your business.
But the seventh day is
but
the
Sabbath day is the Sabbath.
A rest.
A rest.
And holy convocation.
Uh-huh.
You shall do no work therein.
That means you set up no traps on Saturday. You got brothers might set up a trap on Saturday on you. But he's telling you, well, let me know you ain't of Yahweh if you want to do anything contrary to what he just said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know you ain't on nothing. Because the Sabbath day, you both had your mind on him, right?
Yeah.
And the Sabbath day, when the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. What's the Sabbath?
When the sun go down on Friday, the sun go down on Saturday. So we're the Sabbath right now until the sun go down. And that's the time you don't be on nothing. You might be on one of him, one of your buddies up. I said, no, I'm going to wait till the sun go down. I'm going to come back at you after I get the Sabbath afterwards. See, the Sabbath day, Yahweh's word will check you on how to be obedient. You got one day, you put all that to the side, even arguing with your better half, your kids, everybody, for one day. But he can get you a recharged over for the 6 days. You had a one day, I don't care what's going on, I ain't hearing that. I'm going to get this out the way. Then I get back on that. Go ahead and read.
It is the Sabbath of YHWH.
Right.
All your twins.
Right.
These are the feasts of the Lord of YHWH.
Right.
Even holy convocations.
Right.
You shall proclaim in that season.
Right.
And the 14th day of the first month.
That's 1, 2, or 3, right? Okay, good. So now, Sabbath day is about Yahweh's business. Whatever animosity you got toward anybody, tell them, hold on, I get with that after Saturday. But that day I got to keep my mind on him. Right? Sun go down on Friday, sun go down on Saturday. I ain't hearing none of that. My mind is on him. I want to do his will now. I know I'm Israel. I want to do his will. That. Now look at 24, verse 1 and 8. Same book, 24, 1 and 8. 1 and 8. 1 and 8.
And the Lord spake unto Moses.
The Lord saluted for YHWH.
YHWH spake unto Moses, saying.
So who is Yahweh talking to?
Moses.
What did he tell Moses in verse 8?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
He shall set in order before the Lord.
Before Yahweh continually
been taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Are you a children of Israel?
Yes.
That's you, Richard. So whatever going on, I got to put that aside and take care of verse 8. Every Sabbath, I got to take care of Yahweh's business. That's 23? Yeah, Leviticus, that was Exodus. Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3, and that was Leviticus, that was Exodus 24, verse 1, right, so that's what we're reading now, we're reading it with 23, 1, 2, and 3, Leviticus 24, 1, and 8, every Sabbath, not a cameo thing, every Sabbath you keep your mind on him and you call him by one name. YHWH. That's the name you're calling by. YHWH. That's the only name you're going to accept. Once you know it. You know you're Israel, that means you only use one name. And I only gave it to one people. Israel. You Israel, right? The whole world can use any other name you want to use. Knock themselves out. They want to come to your light. You can't come to their dark. You got to stick with YHWH. Meaning now you know how to understand when you read your Bible. So now when you hear the brother teaching over there and you follow along, remember, though you see Lord God all through the Bible, in the original text it was YHWH. Got it? Okay, now I'm gonna turn back with the brother. You just follow on. You follow along. I'm gonna see where you at. That's called giving you a quick written text to see where you at. Now, Brother T, go ahead. Now, going back, Brother T, with what you're working on. I want to make sure you understand what we're working with so you can see it. Now he can get back to what he was on with the other brothers up front.
All right.
What you do, you just write down what they're saying and take notes and be big ears and little mouth. You got it?
Look what it says here, and so be clear about, let's be clear about this, and go to Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Sister Monica Israel,
Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Want me to read? Yes, sir.
Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and just and good.
And wherefore, the first five books, Torah instruction, is holy, meaning righteous. First five books, righteous, just and good. That's what makes you good, Brother Cortez. That is good. That's what makes you good. Verse 16.
If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good.
I descend into the first five books, Torah instruction, that it is good.
Okay, so now, let me get a precept in there, Brother Cortez. Just write this verse down by going to, Brother Chris, by going to the 19th chapter.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah.
We're going to get a precept on that in the 19th chapter and find out good. We're going to find out what is good. So we find out good, he was saying he was the Torah instruction. So we go on to the 19th chapter. Brother Cortez, just make a note of it, verse 16 and 17. And let me know you got it written down. Now, what we're doing, we're painting a picture about what's good. Now, he's going to tell us what's good out of his mouth for us to never forget it. Once you got it, 19 chapter, verse 16 and 17, just let me know you got it, and Brother Chris will break out reading. You got it? You got it? 19, verse 16 and 17.
I'm there.
You there?
Yeah.
Come on, Brother Chris, what did it say?
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him,
what did he say? What word did he just say?
Good mouth.
He said, good mouth. He said, good mouth. He came and said, good mouth. Is that what he said? That's what we're reading. And what happened next? What good thing
shall I do? That I may have eternal life.
So he want to know, Brother Cortez, what good thing that I got to do to get what again?
Eternal life.
That's a good question. Everybody needs to ask that question. What good thing can I do to get what again, Brother Cortez?
Eternal life.
Now he's going to respond to you. What good thing I must do that you must do to be in line for eternal life. Now he's going to tell you right now. What is it?
Verse 17.
A little bit louder.
And he said unto him.
What did he say to him?
Why callest me, thou me, good?
He said, why are you even calling me good?
There is none good but one.
It ain't none good but one.
That is Yahweh.
Well, you read like this is the first day you in class. Read that by John. You read like this is your first day in class. Yeah, you're not there. Hold that point. You're not there. You ain't following along neither. All right, come on, start read verse 17.
And he said unto him,
what he say?
Why callest thou me good?
Why are you calling me good?
There's none good but one.
Ain't none good but one.
That is Yahweh the Father.
And that's Yahweh the Father. That's right. He said, but if you want to get this life thing, Brother Cortez, you want to talk about this life thing, let's see what he say. Keep the commandments, which means the first five books. So, Brother Cortez, if you want to be lined up with this thing called eternal life, what you got to do?
Keep the first commandment.
And that is what? The first five books. So now you know you're on the right road for eternal life. If you know you line up with the first five books. So ain't no guesswork. If you want to get to where you want to get to, called eternal life, Brother Cortez, you got to keep the what?
First five books.
First five books. That is the, but that, huh?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What they mean by eternal life?
Eternal life? That means life after death. Once I raise you back up, eternal life means that when I raise you back up, I'm still putting you on, let's precept that, Brother T. Israel, 66:24, I'm still putting you here. Isaiah 66:24, write down there, Brother Cortez.
Isaiah 66:24.
Yeah, 66:24, Brother T., read this. See,
yes,
eternal life will have two things, and you want to be, you don't want to be in the 66:24 of Isaiah, eternal life. That's what it says. And Kevin, when you got it written down there, Brother Cortez?
Yep.
66:24. Read it, Brother T.
Isaiah the seer.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 66, verse 24, to read.
What it reads.
And they should go forth.
And they're going to go forward.
And look upon the carcasses of the men and women. They have transgressed against me. They have sinned against me.
Yeah.
For their worm shall not die.
Their worm shall not die.
Neither should their fire be quenched.
Yes.
And they should be an abhorrence unto all flesh.
He said, not a worm that have died out. And they got eternal damnation. They're going to be in the fire. So that would mean by eternal life. So you got two ways to go. If you keep the covenant, you will be able to see them burning up eternally. You see, so there you go by eternal life. So you have eternal life in the fire or out of the fire. So that's the only choice you got. Either you have eternal life in the fire or eternal life out of the fire. So you see what he means by you want eternal life? So you will get eternal life one way or the other. Life in the fire or out of the fire. So if you're not keeping the covenant and you will set this thing down, when you be woke up, you go into the eternal fire. But if you've done this thing right, when he wake you up, you go into everlasting life, eternal. So that's the choices you got. You got choices of being everlasting life or everlasting fire. That's the choices you got by if you do good, you got eternal life. So eternal life, you have it in the fire or out of the fire.
So,
I'm
going to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
And what's this, when they say the kingdom is in you, what they saying?
The kingdom is in you. But we'll get back with that again. I'm going to preach that this right here. We'll get back there about the kingdom. The kingdom is in you. It is in you, but we'll get back with that. I want to preach that to Brother T. I want to go to Mark. I want to preach that to Mark, and he's going to make it plain when he sits around talking to Mark. He made it plain what I need. What I need, Mark or Luke? What do I need? Somebody help me out. What do I need, Mark or Luke, when he was making it plain in 842? He made it plain in 842 or some book. What book was that, Mark or Luke?
Talking about Mark
942,
and whosoever
says... Oh, yeah, okay, that's Mark...
942.
Get that. What do Brother Cortez in there? And 942, take down the verse 6. When you're there, just listen to this, listen to the reading now. Brother Cortez.
Mark.
Yes, make sure you got it written down. Mark chapter what? 942 to 50. Let's see what it says in Mark 942 down to verse 50. Then when you're there, Brother Cortez, when you're there. Mark is in the full gospel.
Mark, he said chapter
9, verse 42, right?
I'm there.
Yeah? Go ahead, Brother T. 9:42.
All right, Mark, chapter 9, verse 42 to 50. Whosoever should offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him or her that a millstone will hang about his neck, and he was cast into the sea.
So when you defend against one of the little ones that tried to do this thing right, he says it's better for you to do what again? Kill yourself. That's right. So you got to understand this Bible take care of business. So, see, the covenant with only thing, I'll show you this. When you offend against anyone that's keeping the covenant, he said in his eyes and his judgment, you better off doing what?
Suicide.
I call it verse 42. What did he say you better off doing?
The male thorn was hanging about his neck.
And doing what?
And he was cast into the sea.
He said, you better off, Brother Cortez. Go up, get a big old heavy ball with a chain on it. Go stand on a high bridge with water down below. Take that ball and just roll it down with the chain wrapped around your neck. And roll the ball into the water. And what happened to you? If you going with that water, he said you'd be better off. So anytime you defend one of the walls that try to do this thing right, Yahweh stands better off for you to do this. Huh? So now let me say next.
Verse 43.
Listen to this.
Let your hand defend you.
If you got a hand problem, now you want to put hands on somebody. So what did he say?
Cut it off.
He said, you, hey, look here. You better off doing what with your hands?
Cut it off.
Go ahead, read.
It is better for you to enter into life maybe than having two hands to go into hell.
Go ahead to hell. Go ahead. What about this hell?
And to the fire that never should be quenched.
So that fire you're going to, how long it's going to be going on? It's going to be going forever. He said you better off. When you tell somebody I'm going to put hands on you, you better off taking your hands against one of Yahweh's covenant keepers. You better off doing what with them?
Cut it off.
Cut it off. Is that what we read? Brother Cortez?
Mm-hmm.
You better off. You know, like the brother say, hey, I'm going to put hands on you. But I'm keeping the Sabbath day. You want to put hands on me? He's a brother. You better off cutting your hands off, bro. You know what the Bible says?
Yeah.
There can't be no Yahweh and you talking like that.
Right.
Do you know the penalty of that kind of conversation?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
All right, verse 44.
Listen good.
But them girls dying not.
He said, not only that, when I throw you in the fire, I'm going to get some eternal worms. Is that what he's saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get some eternal worms while you already in the fire. I'm going to take some eternal worms and die sin in on you too. Is that what we read?
Sir.
What does it say?
And the fire is not quenched.
And the fire not quenched.
Yes.
Go ahead.
45.
This is what it says.
If your foot offends you.
Now if you got a foot problem, well, I want to bypass you and get all in and just move my foot around. Go ahead.
Cut it off.
You say you better cut it off.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's better for you to enter hope into life. It had the 2 feet to be carried.
He said you better off taking your foot and cutting them off. Mm. If your foot got any evil to do against any of the children of Israel that's keeping the covenant, you better off taking a buzz saw yourself and just cut them off while you're sitting in that seat.
Yeah.
He said you better off. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead, what he said next.
Into the fight.
Into the what?
To the fire
read.
That never should be quit.
And the fire gonna have a what on it again?
Never.
Brother Cortez, you hear the man saying?
I am.
See, once you become a covenant keeper of Yahweh, you got this power over you. Mm-hmm. You got this kind of power Yahweh is saying, because now I'm recognizing you with this power.
Mm-hmm.
Then he will tell you another thing that'll get my attention. Hold that point. Back up Mother GF Israel in the 15th chapter. Verse 37 through 40. Write that down now, Brother Cortez. Let me give you another a clue what he got written. We're going to Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. Make sure Brother Cortez got there. We're trying to show you some things that we got to know that the power you have once you become a covenant keeper. We're going to show you the power you got with this man, and he reacts on what he telling you. First, so you got to recognize and say, do you sure you know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, is you sure?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing? To who you doing it with? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah,
no, we're going to precept that after the brother is there.
I'm there.
Okay, we're in Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. You got to read down, Brother Cortez? You got it written down, Brother Cortez?
Yeah, I written down.
All right, come on, Brother T, let's read it.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 40.
Listen good.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
Brother Cortez, who do it talk?
Moses.
But who talking to Moses?
Why
YHWH is talking to him, right?
Yeah.
What did YHWH say to him?
Verse 38.
What did he say?
Speak it to the children of Israel.
So, Brother Cortez, are you a member of the children of Israel? Okay, that means he's talking to you, isn't he? Yeah. Let's see what he say.
And bid them.
And bid. What the word bid mean, Brother Cortez? What the word bid mean?
To take away.
To order. Bid means to order. Yes, bid, I bid you. I bid you to get out of my ear because my left hand is coming. All right, I bid you to get out from under my ear because my left hand is getting warmed up. Huh? You with me, Brother Cortez? I'm bidding you to do what?
Get out of my ear.
That's right. Now look what he's saying. You say, Moses tell the children of Israel, bid them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, order them what?
And they make them fringes.
They make them what?
Fringes.
Fringes.
In the borders of their garments.
Bid them to, when I look down on you, I want to see what?
Fringes.
You hear that, Brother Cortez? So he said all them kulaks and all that, I ain't on that. I want to see some what?
Fringes.
Is that what he's saying about Cortez? So he said, I want to see some fringes. Is that what he's saying? Go ahead, read.
Throughout their generation.
Oh, as long as you live, what do Almighty want to see?
Fringes.
Is that what we're reading, Brother Cortez?
Yes, sir.
What else we read?
And that they put upon the fringe of the border a red, black, and blue.
And you don't do it the way you want to do it. You do it the way I tell you to do it. Yeah. I want on them fringes. What I want on them bridges?
Red, black, and blue.
That's what I want on them fringes. Go ahead, read.
39. And it should be unto you for a fringe.
Okay.
That you may look upon it.
And that you may look upon it.
And remember.
And remember.
All the Torah instructions.
So the reason you wear fringes is for what reason, Brother Cortez? Read again verse 40. Listen good. Let's see why the reason you wear fringes. Verse 40 again. 39. What?
And it should be unto you for a fringe.
Yes.
And she may look upon it.
So the reason you wear fringes is for you to, all of a sudden, if you get all excited, you both look down and see them what?
Fringes.
And what will the fringes do for you? Go ahead.
And remember.
Oh, the fringes will make you what?
Remember.
It'll make you remember something. Go ahead.
All the Torah instructions.
All of the first five books. So the reason you wear fringes there, Brother Cortez, is to remember to keep all of the first five books. That's the reason you put the fringes on. It'll remind you, it's Sabbath day, I got to get to class.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what the fringes do for you. It'd be a reminder like a twin brother with you. But he'll be able to remind you, like they say, it's your conscience. So that fringes is a conscience to you. To remind you, do what in verse 39?
And remember all the Torah instructions.
Remember the first five books. Watch it say in verse 40. Listen good.
Verse 40.
Right.
That you may remember.
Oh, again he told you, you got to remember.
And do all my Torah instructions.
And do all of my Torah instructions.
And be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Now you being righteous to him. Now you being good. See, now, Brother Cortez, you being good and you being righteous in his eyes. And guess what he's going to say behind that? 1 John 3:22. Write it down. 1 John 3:22. Brother T, pull up with your Brother Cortez there. Now, let's see what Yahweh going to say once he knows you are done what he got on the table. Then he going to say something to you. 1 John, right side of the book. Yeah, 3:22. Let's see what we can read. When Brother Cortez got his hand on it and got it written down, we're going to take off.
Yeah.
You down? Come on, Brother T.
First John, back of the book, chapter 3, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever we ask.
And whatsoever we ask. And now, if you line up what he got, now whatsoever you ask. Oh, you know I need for you to do something good for me. I'm tired of this condition I'm in. He said, okay. Now, I'm looking down, I see you got me right? So did he say what again? Whatsoever we ask,
we receive of him.
You receive of him.
Because we keep his Torah instructions.
You
first five books.
So we keep his Torah instructions. So he said, what taking you so long, Brother Cortez, to ask me something? But do you got me right? Well, you can give a lot of answers. We'll be around here. Look, we'll be around here. This is our job. We're going to be around here. A lot of my leave, but guess who will be all the way? We'll be here all the way. Because we've seen them all come and go. So we'll be here all the way, and we know most be a D.F. Israel say, I'll be here too. See? You know, see, this is the point we're saying. We here for. We here to show you how to get right in Yahweh. He said, if you got all this going for you, if you keeping my Sabbath day, you doing what I say, now ask me something. Is that what he just said?
Yes.
Read that again. Read it again, Brother Cortez. He listening?
1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
What it say?
Whatsoever we ask
now,
we receive of him.
We're going to receive of him.
Because we keep his Torah instructions.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
So Brother Cortez, he's saying, now ask me something. If you got me right to keep my Sabbath day, you got plenty of questions, we'll be around to give you plenty of answers. Now, let's see what he says in Zephaniah. Help him out there. Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9, 13 through 16. Now listen real good. Zephaniah chapter 1, 6 through 9. And we ain't going nowhere to Brother Cortez there, because we already know Brother Johnson, he already got it. Y'all working with Brother Johnson, right? You're working with Brother Chris too. Y'all working with him, right? Y'all helping get the page, right?
Zechariah, right?
No, Zephaniah. 1, 6 through 9. Zephaniah, work with him. Y'all work with him. Y'all got to work with him.
Zephaniah, that's right.
Because we're going to find out who about this thing.
It's after a box. Right after
the box. Write it down. 1, 6 through 9, 13 through 16. Now, this is what he says in Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9. You there, Brother Cortez?
Yes, sir.
All right, Lewis said 1, 6 through 9.
You read?
No, I want you to just write it down and be big ears. Y'all hit him out, work with him. Super Jones, work with him over there. Make sure you're there, Super Jones.
That's right.
Put an eye on him, Super Jones. Make sure you're there.
That's right.
Okay. After you pay that water bill, come on back and work with the brother. Make sure you're right.
No problem.
All right, he's there.
11:1-6-9.
I'm Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 6-9, 13-16. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 6. And them that are turned back from Yahweh.
Now, wait a minute, but them that turned back, see now, Brother Cortez. So he got, now you heard the rules and regulations. Now he said, now them that turn back. Now that's big talk of that. You know his name is the four letters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know he's going to keep the Sabbath day when the sun goes down on Friday to Saturday, right? You know he's going to be wearing fringes, right?
Okay.
Right, so we know this now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he says to this guy, Zechariah, and now look what he said, hold that point. Hit him out, Brother Micaiah, hit him out. Amos 3, verse 7. Make sure he got it written down. Now look, when he's talking to this guy, let's find out why he's talking to this guy. Tell how we want. See, we want to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
And we want everybody to show improvements every time they show up. Not be still fumbling around with this thing.
That's right.
Get in position to help others. Then you get your reward.
Verse, you say chapter 3.
Verse 7.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Brother T, read it.
Amos the 5th, chapter 3, verse 7, read.
Listen good, brother.
Surely Yahweh would do nothing, but he revealed his secret to his servants, the seers.
Now how do Yahweh operate? So how do he operate, brother according to his, how do Yahweh operate?
He sends his message to the seed of the servant.
So that's how he operates. Now, you hear that, right?
Yes.
Now, then what do the seal do with it after that we can read? Now, back up, brother. See, back up to 3, 14, and 15. So, John, keep an eye on Brother John from over there, because he's stabbing the fence all over the place. Hit him out.
All right, Evan, chapter 3, 14, 15.
Yeah, we'll make sure our Brother Cortez is there.
I'm there.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
All right, Amos chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. That in that day that I should visit the sins of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altar of Bethel in the door.
Is that what I say? I don't remember that verse. I don't remember that. What did I just say again? Now, where were we at? We went to Zephaniah, right? Then we precepted Amos 3, verse 7, right? Then I said, then we go to Amos 3, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, okay, what happened next? I said, go to Exodus 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's follow this. We're going to be painting this picture now. Let's go back to Amos again and look at 3 verse 7.
You want, she got a, she leaving.
Okay, well, give a testimony before she leaves. She'll come on and get a testimony.
Thank you. I got a place to come that I can work
with him. All right. So now, we find out, Brother Cortez, that how do we operate according to Amos 3 verse 7?
He operates through
his
seed as a servant.
That's how he operates. Then what do the seal do next? I said we go and get what we can read. We go on to the third chapter of Exodus and look at verse 15 and 16. We go and find out what he do next. Now the seal got his hand on his message, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to find out what happened next. You want to find out what happened next?
I'm confused.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to get you there. We want you first. Get it in writing. And we'll be around to untangle everything. Because you just ain't going to be able to get it in one sentence.
That's right.
But that's good. You say you're confused. That means that you want to know something.
Yeah.
We'll get you there. Because we got to first clean out a whole lot of stuff to get some good cooking going on. First. So that's good. You saying you're confused. So we're going to get you there. But we want to first find the order of things.
Yeah.
So far we found the order in 3 verse 7 is what happened first from up high down below. According to Amos 3, verse 7, what happened?
The
who?
The seer.
So that's who get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we ask the question, what did the seer do with it when he get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we go on to Exodus 3, and we're going to look at verse number 15 and 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you got it, when you're there, let's find what happened next. We want to make sure we understand the order of things. Now, once we got the order things, we know who to go look for a question and anything. We know what, we just can't be running all over the place. We know how to get unconfused because we're going to use the right method. We're going to use the right method. See, once we get the right method, then I can go on that smartphone and you spoke in that smartphone the right method to get a response, right? So you confused now, right? So he's trying to work and show you, well, here go the protocol to get unto. We find out who got the message first. Good. Then we don't know what they do with the next.
Yeah.
Now we go on to 3, verse 16 of Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me when you left. We'll see what happened next.
I'm there.
Okay. Come on, brother.
I'm in Exodus. Second book of the Every Tablet. Exodus chapter 3, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 16 reads, go and gather the elders of Israel.
Oh, so the next move that the seer got to do what, Bubba Cortez?
Go and gather the elders.
Oh, who?
Israel.
So if you're not Israel, that's not talking to you, is it?
No.
So then come in the world of things, is it?
Right.
You got to go gather the who?
Ew.
The elders of who?
Israel.
You see that? So it can't be somebody talking, and he's not an elder of who?
Israel.
And where did he say next?
Together.
And say unto them.
Stand to them.
What?
Yahweh of your father.
Then the first thing you tell the elders is what? Yahweh of your father.
Yes.
Now, who's the Yahweh of your father's elder? You letting the elders know who is the Yahweh of your father.
Yes.
Whatever they got going on over in Egypt, he said, let's talk about the Yahweh of your father.
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
And what does he say?
Yahweh Abraham.
So your first father is who? Brother Cortez?
Abraham. Yes.
Say.
Of Isaac. And of Israel.
So when they talk about your fathers concerning the Bible, who Yahweh wants you to have on your mind and ask you who is your father?
Mm-hmm.
Abraham. With
Isaac
and Jacob. Right. So give me your father. So all that DNA testing, well, look at. My father is Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's my father. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Huh? So that's my father. I can prove my father. My father's Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there you go. That goes step two. So now we got step two. Now we go on to the 32nd chapter, verse 6 and 7 of Deuteronomy. So now we got the protocol. The first thing we got to do, we got to find the elders. And the elders are going to make sure he puts you upon the leadership of the elders.
Yeah, verse 6 and 7.
You find the seal will direct you to the elders. Right? Is that what we read so far, Brother Cortez?
Yes, sir.
Now, the elders got their hands on you. Let's see what he says in 32, verse 6 and 7. Do it, Robin. When you got it there, brother, he's going to take off. Write it down, 32, 6 and 7. But you say you're confused, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we give you the answer about how to get unconfused, right?
Yeah. Like I have a question.
Okay. But we're going to give you the answer how to get unconfused right now. And then if you stay in the line of this protocol, you'll get all of your answers. Okay. Let's see what it says in 32, verse 6 and 7.
The fifth book is the heavenly tablet, book of Deuteronomy, 32, verse 6 and 7, and read.
You there, Brother Cortez?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you thus require Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
O foolish people, and unwise?
Mm-hmm.
It is not he, your father, that has brought you. Has he not made you and established you?
Mm-hmm. So they reminding the children of Israel about the one that brought you and established you. Mm-hmm. So it's always a reminder of who did what. Sometimes he's got to be reminded about who did what.
Yeah.
So they reminded the children of Israel, they got a little thought in their head about being confused and whatever. They give them a reminder. Well, look here, you got a confused thought. Well, here's a reminder. Who brought you to this point? Who woke you up? Who put you to sleep? What did he say next?
Verse 7.
Listen.
Remember the days of old.
He said, now you have to remember the days of old.
Consider the years of many generations.
He said you got to consider the years of many generations.
Ask your father.
He said, but you got to ask your father. So when you're confused, you're supposed to be able to go ask who, Brother Cortez?
Your father.
Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first thing you got to be when you're confused, you got to go find out who is your father.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask your father. So your father's responsibility, now your father got to be doing something to see what he got to be doing. So there it is.
And he will show you.
And he's going to show you.
Your elders.
And when the elders get their hands on you,
they will tell you.
And they're going to tell you. So that's the protocol. You got to find the fathers. And then the fathers already have business to elders. And the elders already have business to see you. So now we can untangle everything in your head now if we stay in order. Mm-hmm.
like that red light out there. If that light get out of order, you hear horns blowing everything, right? But as long as the thing running in order, they know when to stop and go, everybody rolling, right? Quiet out there, right? Same thing. When you're confused, they go to your protocol. So what's your protocol when you're confused? That, according to what we just got through reading 67.
Ask the elders.
No, you don't ask the elders.
I mean, ask the father.
You got to ask the father.
Who met with the elders, who met with the seers.
There you go right there. That's how we get untangled. So yeah, you see how we get untangled?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how we get untangled if we stay in order. Hey?
So now when I ask a question, I mean, it could be much easier. I won't be confused.
That's right. Because what you'll do, you're going to make sure you sit down with the Father.
Okay.
And the Father's going to be already got a big belly full from the hoop. The elders.
Mm-hmm.
And the elders going to be already got a big belly full from the hoop. So that everything is in order. So when you come in the door, along with Brother Johnson and Brother Chris, we here working you, getting you prepared for business. So when you get here, we know where to start at, and we find out where you at. And we get you working on you right there and there. That's our responsibility. So all you got to do is get here. And then the questions you got, if one of the fathers going to be right there, Brother Micaiah, the elders, Brother Yagdah, they be right there. We right there to take care.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we going to stay confused while we go after other nations. Because I never gave them nothing. So when we continue to ask the other nation about what is he saying, and he don't told you, well, I ain't told him nothing. So I didn't give you out from something I ain't never told him nothing. So you got to find the people of Israel, the fathers of Israel, and they're going to start working with you. And then they're going to be already got a big belly from the seals already and from the elders. So now you already in business. So everything you're confused about, you're going to get down. But you got to follow the rules and regulations first. You got to first get in order. Now, you go back to Zephaniah. Now, pull back to Zephaniah, and we're going to find out about this order. Now, we're in 1 verse 6. Now, get it back, Brother Micaiah, back to 1 verse 6 again, of Zephaniah. Now, we're going to find this order thing that got to be done, this thing to start clicking with you. The first of all, we got to get everything in order. Didn't remember Mom say, I'm ready to cook, but clean the kitchen up, let me get everything out the way if I can get to cooking, right? So we got to get everything in order first. Let's see what we got to do in Zephaniah 1, 6 through 9. Send on your left.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 6, 6 through 7.
6 through 9.
6 through 9, 13 to 16. And then they all turned back from Yahuwah, and though they have not sought Yahuwah nor required for him. Verse 7.
What he's saying now, Brother Cortez, is no turning back now. You want to be unconfused? Don't turn back. Yeah?
I get what he's saying, to ask the fathers, to ask the elders.
But you got to hear a little bit more. We got to hear a little bit more. What he's saying?
Keep reading. Right. Verse 7.
7.
Hold your peace.
But
the presence of Yahuwah.
What did he tell you to do, Brother Cortez?
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace. Go ahead.
For the day of Yahuwah is at hand.
Because the day of Yahuwah is at hand. Hold your peace.
Mm-hmm.
For Yahuwah has prepared a sacrifice.
He has prepared a sacrifice.
He has bid his guests.
And he got guesses for his sacrifice. He has already bid his guests. He has already got his guests in order. He has bid his guests. Wait a minute.
Verse 8.
What?
And it shall come to pass.
He said, Bud Cortez, this is going to happen.
In the day of Yahuwah's sacrifice.
On the day of Yahuwah's sacrifice.
Yahweh will punish the princes.
He's going to punish the princes.
And the king's children.
And the king's children. I'm going to punish them.
And all such are clothed with strange apparel.
Now what that mean? What that mean, Brother Cortez?
They ain't have fringes on.
Did they have fringes on? Yeah. So if you ain't got brushes on, he gonna do what to you? You gonna be what? You can read that? So you see how important it is to wear brushes? Because you don't know when you're gonna catch an eye, right? So he say he gonna do what if I catch you in what kind of peril? No, okay. What did you say in that verse number 9? Read again, Bubba. Okay.
Chapter 9, chapter 1, verse 8. And it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel.
So one thing about it, you cannot be in what? Oh, Bubba, go ahead.
Strange apparel.
Okay, go ahead. What did he say next?
Verse 9, and the same day,
in the same day,
also will I punish all those that sleep on thresholds.
Mm-hmm. All the busybodies will take care of them too.
Which fill their master's houses with violence and deceit.
And right, violence and deceit. All the ones got that violence and deceit going on with them, he's going to take care of them. I got a town point for them too. See, y'all got a town point for everything. He's all the ones that got violence, deceit, all that slick stuff going on. He's going to take care of them, too. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying, brother? Of course,
yes, sir.
I'm going to take care of all the ones that slick. Everybody got a motive for why he's doing what he's doing. He's going to take care of them, too. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
You finish that verse up?
Yeah, I finished verse 9.
I skipped down to verse 13. But now here go the other hand. Now, here go the other hand to this. Now, if you know you on the right track, now he's going to talk to you about in verse 13.
Therefore, their goods should become a booty, and their house a desolation.
So he said, everybody that's been slick, talking that smack, trying to come from another way, they're going to be booty. And everything they got that belongs to them, it's going to be a desolation. Yeah, Brother Cortez. So all that slick stuff. I got a time appointed to take care of all that slick stuff. He said you're going to lose in the end by being slick. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
You're going to lose in the end by being slick. All that ungained goods you came up with. Give you a closing statement now, Brother Chris. You got a closing statement?
Yeah, Israel, I still do.
Okay,
I'm going to
throw the statement.
Someday, it has been. It started off with it. As long as I know Yahweh, I got the Yahweh the Son, I got the Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's the game change. As long as you got the Yahweh, out front, you feel.
Can I please ask y'all some questions? I need to understand.
No, you hope we can hold. Like, no, but you guys, you know, we got time. Look, what's going on? We gonna take care of all that. We love that. We love you got all that fire in you to act. Make sure you write your questions down.
I'm thirsty for God, and this stuff ain't making sense.
Okay, but we gonna make it make sense after we get a couple more things in, and then we gonna, you know, cause in a little while we gonna sign it down. We gonna close this class out. But you gonna be around. And we gonna get you there.
You kind of look like you making me go with what you saying, but let me just ask some questions. I need to know what I need to. I've really been looking for him my whole life, and so I'm following every religion. Ain't nobody telling the truth.
You see that?
I asked you about eternal life. You told me something when you was dead. You say I'm gonna receive that when I'm dead. But he clearly sent a mess. He clearly made fire and brimstone rain on the earth with fire with Sodom and Gomorrah. Them people was alive.
Right.
So you saying I'm gonna have to catch a hellfire when I'm dead? No, he said the message to them people ain't listen, and something hit the earth. You research Sodom and Gomorrah right now, not a blade of grass grows there.
Right.
I asked you about eternal life. I said the kingdom was within you. When Jesus died, he clearly was in another body of a gardener. Imagine living on through every generation, jumping from every material body. Eternal life, actually knowing how to astral project, making your spirit leave your body and traveling anywhere. Like, I'm trying to make this stuff make sense, but it's not making sense.
Okay.
Like, it's not.
Okay, not right, but...
If anybody teaches death, that's not your teacher.
Okay, good. Okay. Rewind, okay, all that come in the form...
Now watch this, hold on. Now,
okay,
go ahead. Something called a wheel visit Ezekiel. These UFOs, I guess, visit Ezekiel, something physical. pray, and he had a message. When he had a message to go deliver to the children of Israel, if they didn't listen, what was going to happen? Fire and brimstone was going to hit the earth. Something was going to, not when you're dead. It's nothing when you're dead. Now look, everybody to this day that claim that they've been abducted by these UFOs had something implanted inside them. And his scientists literally had to take an object out of them. His name is Mahias. That's his real name. Mahias. It's not YHWH. Because I bear witness that I am that man that had this experience with these wheels. Now I'm telling you all his name. But I'm listening, I want to learn because it's about history. But if you teach death, I can't go with that because the kingdom is within you. See, people just don't understand what that means. The kingdom really is in you, fire.
Okay. We got the point, and we will be around for a minute to take care of a lot of that. Now, let's finish up over here right now. I got everything you're saying. We're gonna work with all of that. We understand. You've been in a lot of religions. You've been taught by a lot of people.
I've been taught by him himself.
That's right. You've been taught by him himself.
His name is Mahias.
Okay, all that good. But we will take care of all that shortly, okay? We'll take care of one step at a time. We can't do all in one sentence, you know. But we'll take care of a little bit at a time. Now, let's finish reading that 13 through 16 in Zephaniah. Hold on, but we'll be around. We're going to make sure we be around, you know, after this. We'll be around to work with some things. We see you got a lot. You got a lot on the table. You've been taught a lot of things.
When the UFOs visited me, they gave me a book called The Book of Thomas. He told me his name. The first time I made my spirit leave my body, I cried like a child because the gift really is eternal life. And you got to suffer for his name's sake. That's the reason why you pull up completely from your body and stop eating 40 days, 40 nights. But you need the sun. It's not good to pray in the winter because the winter is the world, sun is the other realm. We need the sun to ascend from the body. You see what I'm saying? Like this stuff that it was Satan that breathed his breath into Adam, by the way. It hurts like to listen to certain stuff that's not true, that I know that's not true. Like, how would you know unless he came and taught you? You know what I'm saying? And he did come in his father's name, but his name was not YHWH. He had the face of a cat. That was really Satan's child. This Bible is satanic. It really is. That's why he said any point you go to James the Righteous. But his account of heaven and earth came into existence. It's a man in your Bible right now that's still on the earth today. He's still on the earth today. He in the body of a black man with dread. You would never know it's him. That's why I told you, imagine living on through every generation, jumping from every material body. Never dying, eternal life. It's nothing when you dead. You only gonna turn into matter. The burning of matter gonna bring pain to the loss of your previous love and faith. That's it, that's all. It's nothing when you dead. How can you go to heaven if you dead? But the kingdom is within you. This is why Jesus was, he came to his father's name, Mahias, is his name. That's the name he gave me. That's the name when I suffered for them 40 days. That's the only how I made my spirit leave my body and travel. Like, I'm telling you all the truth. This stuff is not real. And you all must know this, but you said it earlier. You said, gather the elders. Gathering the elders. You all hear what I'm trying to say? Even a little bit? Not even a little bit. Like, it's highly important because why would you want to go down to the pit? It's nothing after death. How can you go to heaven if you dead? You dead.
You're not going to heaven. It's going to be here on earth.
What's going to be on earth?
Well, we don't live.
But your personal pleasure shelter is your spiritual realm. You also can ascend to the Father. You can ascend back then. Since you are the creation.
You don't come down.
Since you are the creation, you're not the creator. The creation must ascend to him. These wheels, I really had an experience with these wheels. Multiple people had experience with these UFOs, they claim. Like, a lot of people had a spirit. You can look that up. Everybody that claimed they had been abducted by them had something implanted inside them. And scientists literally had to pull an object out of them. It's something in my chest right now. I'm telling you all, they gave me a book. Listen to what's coming out of my mouth. His name is Mahias. That's the name he gave. My whole social media Instagram page is based on this teacher. Some people believe, some don't. But you all must know that his name is not YHWH. It's really not.
Why is it written?
Why is it written up? He gave me another book. He gave me, look, watch this. Jesus said to the Jews in the book of John, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. They gave me 114 mystery sayings, some eternal life sayings, teaching us that we can't die, that we really can't make our spirit leave our body and travel anywhere and ascend back to him. Yes.
He's talking about
astral travel, but you're going to send back to the Father, too. His name is Mom.
Let me ask you a question. What happened to all of our loved ones that's gone on? What are they?
That's why he said, among the foolish, the good and the bad are equal. Because if people don't know who they are, then you're dead. There's nothing when you're dead.
What's going on? You got no teacher? What's going on?
Well, we got a new guest and like you said,
I hear him talking about astro plane. They ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, hold on a minute.
But why don't you want to live in death?
Well, he said that he been in a lot of teaching, so he been in a lot of teaching. So we got to we gonna just let him air out, and we gonna see where we can go from there. We got to first get, you know,
it's
way.
It's my Instagram page. Look, I talk about my experience with UFOs and everything. This I spent my whole life. It's my whole life. But these scriptures that they gave me a book called the Book of Romans, and they gave me 114 mystery sayings and eternal life sayings, the same sayings that Jesus had.
We got that book too.
The Book of Thomas. No, you all got the Gospel of Thomas. You don't got the Book of Thomas. And if you stop eating 40 days and 40 nights and call on the name of Mahayas, you can ascend back for him. That's why he says, see God while you are alive, unless you die and seek to see me and not able to do so. I'm telling you all, I actually did it. Like, I literally made my spirit leave my body. That's like what Jesus did on the day.
And we'll get back to Bro T, and then, well, like I said, Bro, you say you'll be around a minute, and we'll deal with this a little bit. Right. We're gonna hear a little bit more. Hold on, that Mother D up there, Bro. We're gonna deal with that in a minute.
Cause Jesus, that's the same person.
We're gonna deal with that in a minute. Hold on.
His Father's name. His name was Mahayas. Y'all, the wheels really did come and visit me, bro. I'm not gonna just make this up.
Okay, we'll deal with that minute. Let's see if we get this part of the class. Okay, let's finish up where we at, and then all your questions you got, just hold them a minute, and we got enough brothers around to work with, man. Let's get back to her. Hey, Bratika, finish up your final for we all close down because Connor went down anyway. Then we'll come on back, Bratika. So the question you got, we have them, and we got enough brothers around to work with that. Huh? We'll shut down about another 10 more minutes after the radio broadcast. We're on a live broadcast. So after the broadcast, we'll be able to catch you there. We're going to finish the broadcast off. He was listening all over the world. So we're going to finish the broadcast off. Then we'll get with that. That's why I said they got to be done decent order. We got a live class all over the world while this going on. It's not in this temple. It's anywhere. All right, Bucky, come on back and get back to what you're on.
All right, okay, we read, he was coming from Romans 12, verse 19, about that vengeance. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 32. Go to Jonathan Israel. Deuteronomy 32, verse 35.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 35, read. To me belongeth vengeance, and bring you sin.
And to me belongs Genesis and recompense. That recompense is, I mean, payback. Go ahead.
Their foot shall slide in due time.
Their foot shall slide in due time. Mean I that my enemies will just happen to us. Go ahead.
For the day of their calamity is at hand.
So their day, that calamity means evil. So you got destruction is at hand. So that destruction is near to come, at hand. Go ahead.
And the things that shall come upon them may pay.
And the things, so Yahweh gonna deal with it. He gonna play what just happened early. He says, and the things, and the things that should come upon them may hate. All right. Okay. Give me Mo. Go to Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94, verse 1. Psalm 94, verse 1. Verse 1 through 4. Verse 1 through 4.
Verse 1. Workers of iniquity, meaning sin. Is sin, go ahead. All the workers of sin do flourish. It is that day that shall be destroyed forever.
Me in the way.
All All right, Luke 13. Go to Luke 13. Look at verse 24.
Make sure Brother Jonathan's there.
Luke 13, verse 25.
Oh, okay.
Read.
That's it.
Scribes who enter in a straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Go ahead. 25. When one, the master.
Okay, now who's his master? Master. Who's his master here?
But it's not going to be no cakewalk. You got to do what again in that first verse? You got to do what? Enter in the straight gate. You got to do what again?
Right.
So you, so odds, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be no cakewalk. You got to strive to enter into the straight gate.
Yeah.
So otherwise, it's not nothing going to fall, but he tell you with precept, Sister K, but what he tell you do it 1633 of St. John, with a precept. Sister K, what he tell you do in 1633 of St. John, by striving in at the straight gate. What he tell you that you got to do? What did he tell you? St. John, 1633, what did he tell you to do?
St. John 1633.
Yeah, what did he tell you to do?
These things I have spoken unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That in ye might have peace.
He said, in him, in him. He said, in me.
In me.
In me. So
you
he said,
have peace.
Only way you will have peace, you got to be in who? You got to be in Yahuwah the Son. That's the only way that you will have peace. You got to be in Yahuwah the Son. He says, keep reading it, okay?
In the world, ye shall have tribulation.
So you're going to have, so don't think you're going to be, you're going to have what?
Tribulation.
So you're going to have tribulation. So it ain't about what happened, when, nothing happened. You're going to have it in the world. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that next?
But be of good cheer.
But he said, but when the tribulation come, be what?
Of good cheer.
Of good cheer. Why?
I have overcome the world.
Because I have overcome the world. So he wind you up, you're going to go through tribulation. This is going to happen to you. So it's going to happen to you. That means my word, I'm saying I'm bored. So when things come upon you, understand it, I'm getting you up front. You gonna have what in this world?
Tribulation.
You gonna have tribulation. Now, Sister K, back up to James 4:4 down to verse 8.
James
4:4-8. James 4:4 verse 8. And Captain Brother Chris had me 1 John.
He's down.
1 John, no, I'm talking about the captain, right? Captain back behind
me.
Captain Beller, 2:15 and 16, waiting on me after this is read. It's supposed to wait.
James chapter 4, verse 4. You adulterers and adulterers, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
Mm-hmm. So otherwise, if you a friend of this world, what did he just say to the case? What did he just say? If you otherwise, I won't see all this world. I got to put all my time in. Let's go down town and do this. And then you a friend of this world. And what did he say in verse 4, verse 4?
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy.
It's enmity to him. Right? Go ahead and read.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world.
Now, so you will be a friend of the world. Right? What did he say?
Is an enemy of Yahweh.
You are enemy to who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Do you think that the scripture says in vain?
Do you think the scripture says in vain?
The spirit that dwelleth in us just no envy. Lusted to envy. But ye give it more grace. Wherefore he said, Yahweh resisted the proud.
So what is Yahweh gonna resist?
The proud.
You know, me, this is mine, 999. You can't use this name. This is my name. This name been back all the way back in the 30th chapter of Genesis. YHDH. Name way back in Genesis because it was given to who? Back up there, Brother T. Reed with his name. It's way back here. What name was this name go all the way back?
That's right.
His name go all the way back to the 29th chapter.
Yes.
And now you tell me who old enough way back here. This name was way back here. This ain't something. Let's see what it says in Brother Israel. We're going all the way back. We're looking for a name. In 29:35, let's see what it says here.
The first book of the heavenly times is the book of Genesis. Chapter 29, verse 35, to read.
What it reads.
And she conceived again.
Yeah.
And bare a son.
Huh?
And she said.
What?
Now will I praise Yahweh.
Now will I praise who?
Yahweh.
No, Ahiah.
Yahweh.
No. Yahweh. How many letters is that?
Four letters.
What is that?
YHWH.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Therefore she called his name Yada.
He called his name Yada. So you take out the J, you pull out YHDA. So that name go all the way back to Genesis 29:35. YHDA go all the way back. So who you know old enough to this is what the name was given. Way back here. And this name serves who? And it means I praise Yahweh. This is the name YHDH means.
Yeah.
I praise the four letters. So if we don't understand that we Yahweh and we got to praise who?
Yahweh.
The four letters. So if this don't exist, we might close the book and walk in. That is our praise. Come on back there, sister, okay?
Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy?
Correct.
But he giveth more grace.
Uh-huh.
For he said, Yahweh resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Mm-hmm.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh.
So you got mixed up to who?
Yahweh.
Not your own thing. Go ahead.
Resist Satan.
And you got to do what?
Flee from you.
So anytime somebody want to cause any kind of confusion on the Sabbath day, you know it's not Yahweh. Huh? So you got to be aware of these things. The Sabbath day, that's one day you must make sure. Whatever it is, let that wait until after Sabbath day. Whatever you own, let's wait until after the Sabbath day. Is that right? Is that right? Whatever you own, wait till after the Sabbath day and let's work with it. Is that what we read?